It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense. And it is a new intro song for us.
That, once again, you picked all by yourself with no consultation on my part.
Well, it's not Crazy Train.
That's true. I'll pick anything that is not Crazy Train. Would you like to share with everyone why we're currently obsessed with this song?
I have no idea. I was away on the weekend with Kieran. I'd heard the song before. Kieran's been playing for a while. And he played it for a few times as we were getting ready to do our run. And the intro with the pianos and the keys and everything, it's just so cool. So this is it. This is the new, let's just finish this out and then we'll come back.
Okay.
It gets really good here. Just so cool. What did you think?
I think it's a great song. I haven't really listened to it just yet to digest it all, because every time I try and listen to it, someone interrupts me. So maybe on my next drive, I'll play it loud in the car and see if I can get into it as much as you are. Because apparently you played it on repeat multiple times for our son to hear too late into the night, and were jamming out all by yourself,
making him
want to stab his own ears out.
Yeah, I think he likes it. I got to be honest.
He does. He just
not as much as me.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I just get obsessed with music sometimes, and just this, I'm going to try and find some really cool samples that I can mix in with this and make my own magnetic remix.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
We'll give it a little bit of time.
Give it a couple of weeks, and then I'll have some crazy magnetic remix.
Okay.
All right. So tell me about...
Say something.
Well, no, I was just going to say, tell me about what we're doing today.
Oh, okay. Well, what we're doing today is we thought it would be fun if we asked our children to pick songs that reminded them of us. So started out with my son because he was around when I was doing this last night. And then my daughter chimed in via Zoom, thankfully. Sorry, FaceTime. Because that's how we talk. That's the only way you stay in touch with people in other provinces now. And so she jumped in, but I wanted to hear, hey guys, what songs remind you of Dad and I and why? So we could tell the stories associated with them. And we had quite the laugh talking about some of these songs and the reasons and some made up ones that my son was trying to make me remember that didn't really happen. So he was trying to gaslight me.
It was so funny when he was gaslighting you last night about...
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah. Come on.
No, it was fine. We had a good time.
He was texting his sister and going, come on, no, you, this
say
song.
Yes, reminds you of mom, right?
Yeah,
it's funny.
It was great.
For those of you who don't know us that well, our adult children are 30 and 27, and we have lots of fun with them.
We're
very close. We have lots of great memories with them, so we thought this would be a fun exercise to ask them what songs remind them of us. So it goes back and forth, one for me, one for Terry, one for me, one for Terry, and so on. And the first one that my son came up with actually for me was Don't Stop Believing.
I think that's a fair song for you.
I agree. It's for me, I talk about all the time. You've heard me say this. I think this song unites the world.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Picture every single cruise ship we've ever been on.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And every person from every part of the world can stop on the Lido deck and sing every single word in English of Don't Stop Believing.
Even though they don't speak English, they can sing this in English.
I think it could stop the wars.
If you just
started playing Don't Stop Believing in the middle of the countries that are at war right now, I think it would be great.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. It's a great song. It takes me all the way back to my early teenage years. So this has just been one of those iconic songs throughout your life. And anything I think that could make world peace, I think is a great song.
Well, you know what? Let's not stop believing in it then, and let's play this song.
Okay.
All right, here we go. A little journey.
Midnight train going anywhere.
You like this song.
I do like that song.
I know you do.
Like I said, it can unite a nation.
All right.
There's somebody behind you waving.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
He thought it was being weird waving at him.
I was like, what are you doing?
Literally somebody in the booth beside him who waved. I have to be friendly.
Cool. All right. Well, you were telling me something off the air, and I think you should say it on the air. I think it was kind of a neat little story. And
yeah, so something that happened to me today, and I'll give everyone the condensed version, but I was up in Charbot Lake, and I was showing a house. I'm a realtor by trade, and someone that I was standing talking to in the driveway who didn't like the house, but we ended up having a great conversation in the driveway anyways, were mid-sentence, and she all of a sudden stops, literally mid-sentence, and says to me, "Is your mother alive?" And I'm like, yeah, I think so. As of yesterday, when she texted me, to the best of my knowledge, I think she's alive. And she said, oh. I'm like, why? Should I call her? Like, is something wrong? And she literally kind of got this weird look at her face. Yeah, and she got shivers. And she was like, just a second. I'm like, I need to go. This is getting weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so she said to me, I'm a medium. And
was she a medium or she wore a small or an extra large?
She was a medium.
Okay.
She was a medium. She said, I'm a medium and I'm getting a really strong message from spirit for you. And I'm like, all right.
She called it from spirit?
Yes, from spirit. From you. I've heard that used before,
yeah.
Like by Teresa Caputo or somebody like that.
They call it from spirit.
Yeah, from spirit for you. And I'm like, all right. And then she said, it's a really strong grandmotherly presence and there's a lot of love. And I'm like, all right, listening. And then she starts to say, don't wait a second. It's actually a man. It's an older man in a suit. He's very proper and he's very thin and he had an attachment to the military and he's very proud and he loves you deeply. And there's a woman, though, beside him who is taking the back seat, I guess.
Yeah.
And in that day, so imagine when my grandparents would have been around, like 1920 or something, it was proper for the woman to let the man take the front stage and she ran the household and he went out and made money and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she said, is this describing anybody to you? And I wouldn't want to give her anything because I think sometimes they just take what you give them and they run with it. Yeah, that's it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I just said, potentially. Yeah. And she said, okay, well, there's a family gathering in September, isn't there? Are there people getting together for something like a holiday or a big gathering, something important is happening in September? And I'm like, yep.
Baby.
So for the listener's context, our daughter's about to have our first grandchild in early September. And so now I'm really freaking out and I have like chills on me and I'm starting to cry. And I said, yes, because I was terrified she was going to say something was going to go wrong around that event, right? Which I don't think they tell you the bad
stuff.
No,
I don't think so.
But she didn't have any bad look on her face, like, or anything. So then she said, they want you to know that they're going to be there. Mm. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, so beautiful. If my grandparents are planning to be present when my first grandchild is born. So
that'd be great, great.
Yeah, her great-great-grandparents.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. And then she said, they're playing The Saints Come Marching In.
Wild.
That's weird, eh?
That is weird.
I don't know. She literally was really good because she didn't say that this meant anything in specific. She goes, I don't know what any of that means. Maybe you can put the puzzle pieces together on your drive home. I just so strongly had to give you that message from somebody on the other side who loves you and wants you to know that they're going to be there.
That's crazy.
I know. That's insane. So as soon as she left and I locked up the house, then I jumped in the car and called my daughter, who's the pregnant
crying?
One.
You had
We're
to
both
be crying.
Crying.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a really beautiful story. And yeah, I just thought, okay, there's like so many meanings you could read into this. But clearly this woman felt compelled to tell me something today. And I love to believe in that kind of thing. So it was really interesting.
Yeah,
that is a weird thing that happened to me today.
That is really wild.
So also our daughter, of course, looked up what the Saints Go Marching In music means.
Oh,
behind
okay.
it, because she wanted to know.
You I was thinking, we didn't get this far
no,
into this.
Well,
so.
We had 1 minute to air.
I know.
So I was thinking, I guess they're piping this child into the world and welcoming this child into the world. She actually said that the definition of it is that they're welcoming someone to heaven. So maybe I've got the story wrong and maybe somebody is going into heaven in September. I'm not sure what that's all about, but I'm going to leave it on the happy tone that I believe they'll be there when the child is born and they'll be piping them into the world.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh,
that is crazy. I love that story. Anyways, crazy things happen to me. And you hear them all the time. The craziest things happen to me.
All right, well, we'll come back. We'll talk about this next song. This is The Night That Patty Murphy Died.
Well, just for context. both kids said Great Big Sea.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I said to them, what music reminds you of Dad? They both said anything but Great Big Sea. So you're going to play The Night That Pat Murphy Died.
Yeah, it's a great song, too.
It is.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox lid to see poor Patty's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. On George Street outside Sundance Saloon, they all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and we winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for the play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
All right, then.
That ended very abruptly.
It did. It's the night that he died.
Yes. Well, you were still busy looking up meanings to the Saints Go Marching In,
right? Yeah, I was. I was checking it out because I wanted to see. Like, I've heard so many great versions of the song.
Is it an entry song or an exit song?
Well, it's a bit of both.
Okay.
So it's a famous traditional African-American spiritual song, originated in a Christian hymn in the late 19th century. It became very popular with Louis Armstrong in 1938.
Sure. Okay.
In 2026, CBS News featured the hymn on its list of 250 essential American songs in the past 250 years. It serves as a fight song for several sports teams, including the NFL's New Orleans Saints, which makes sense because it's actually the song is from the New Orleans area.
Okay.
So really cool.
Yeah, I can hear it. Actually, it does sound like a New Orleans anthem.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I'm going to listen more closely. When I do get an opportunity to chat with my mom, I'm going to ask her if it is a song that meant anything to my grandfather or to her.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing? Are you going to play it or what are you doing?
Yeah, I might.
Okay.
I might play it, actually.
All right.
I'm not sure which version I want to play, though, because there's so many.
All right. Well, why don't you play with that and pick one off the air, and why don't we go ahead and play the next song?
Yeah, I will do that.
Okay. That seems like a better idea than people listen to you type in when the Saints go marching in.
All right. Let's talk about Goodbye Earl.
So
why is that a track for you?
The kids pick for me just because I like it and I probably overplayed it when they were growing up.
You absolutely did.
And I'm going to say it's a fun song, not really with a fun theme, but it's a fun song and I really like it. So I guess when they hear Goodbye Earl, they think of me.
You say it's a good theme?
I said not a good theme.
Oh, I was like,
I can't say it's a fun song because of what the theme is, but yeah, it's catchy.
It is a little
and
catchy too.
I get it.
It's one of those songs that's has a bad, not a great meaning.
I think it was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Because it was earlier and I don't know. I don't want to say anything politically incorrect. No, why don't we just play the song and sing along for what it's worth?
All righty.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
That's good.
That makes everyone excited because Jesse's so excited about his announcing. Everyone also excited. Must be, what's that guy so excited about? And they must follow the football then.
Well, it's cool. It's because next week we get to shoot our promos
So we're sponsoring the program this year. And we get to do a promo spot. And I really hope we can match Jesse's energy.
I hope so, too. I'm going to be like, quiet now.
No, don't do any of that. Okay.
All right. So you want to talk about what we're doing this weekend?
Yeah, let's play one more song.
All right. Well, let's play a little Sum 41. This is In Too Deep. I actually think this band is fantastic. They're from my hometown in Ajax.
I literally said, I bet you that's why the kids picked it, because every single time you've mentioned it for our entire lives, you've said they're from my hometown in Ajax.
They are.
And honestly, I feel like you are Peter Pan-like and never want to grow up, and you will forever believe you're a skater boy in your Vans.
I do.
And I think Sum 41 makes you feel like that.
It absolutely does. I was looking in the backyard and I was like, man, we could have a half pipe back here.
We could have a half pipe back there.
But yeah, all that means is I'm getting hurt.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Little Sum 41 In Too Deep. These guys are great.
Complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. My head.
super cool band.
Yep, you've told us.
Yeah, I know, but you even got to see them. I remember did. We saw one of their last concerts ever.
Yeah, we did
ever.
That as a prize.
Prize, yeah, last year.
Stage One Sound, Stage One Real Estate collab. I think it had something to do with launching this show as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah, it was cool. We met some really cool people who we've become really good friends with as well.
It was pretty neat.
It was really neat. All right.
Now let's talk about what we're going to do this weekend.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to Spearhead after this.
We are. I was just trying to pull up. So Throwback Thursday tonight. And we're going to start at 7 o'clock. And we're inside and outside because the weather is fantastic for the people who want to be outside. Some people don't because it does cool down and there's bugs and all those things. So anyway.
You have your choice.
You have your choice of poison, as I said. First round is songs that start with K. We're all the way up to K now.
Okay.
So some really good songs. Round two is kind of a crazy one. It's songs inspired by the Bible.
Okay.
And they're interesting. Some of the songs are really interesting. There's no crazy religious songs in it, so it's not like you're, you know.
They're not gospel.
They're not gospel or hymns or anything.
They're not worship songs or
anything. They're definitely not worship songs.
Be good, though.
Yeah, but so that's interesting. And then songs that were overplayed on MTV in the early years.
That's great.
So
I love that.
I mean, they're great. These are fun songs. Everybody's going to know them. Like if you listen to music anywhere from 1980 to 1995, you'll know every one of these songs. You may not know the artists, but you'll definitely know the songs.
Are you doing it as 10 seconds?
No.
All right.
No, I'm going to play. I mightn't play all 30. I might play maybe 20.
Okay.
But yeah.
I don't think some of them you're going to need 30 seconds for.
Got just to write it down maybe. And the last round is a potpourri of the 2000s. So it's just a mixed bag of anything from 2000 and up. Mostly early 2000s, earlier, I got to be honest. Next week I'm going to do a potpourri of 2010s. And then I'm going to do a potpourri of 2020s.
Who Googled how do you spell potpourri this morning?
Not me.
Right.
Yep.
I did that for you.
You did do that for me, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I was like, how do you spell potpourri?
You know, there's another tab on your laptop where you could type it into Google or ChatGPT, and it would tell you. But it was easier to just ask.
ChatGPT, you use it so much.
I know. I have a relationship with my ChatGPT.
That's crazy.
That's great. I like it.
All right. So the other thing I want to tell you what's happening tonight, and this is just somebody wrote to me saying, hey, I can't come to trivia tonight. One of the guys on our team is actually doing a book reading. So Jason Herro is releasing a book, and it's called Unfinished Wilderness. And the book reading is at... Novel Idea.
Okay.
I don't know where
right
that
downtown
is.
On Princess. Right.
And it's at 7 p.m. tonight. And yeah, it's really neat. So the book is released on October 5th. Mm-hmm. So it's not out yet. He's just doing a book reading of it before it gets released. So good for you, Jason. Have a great time tonight. And we'll see you back next week. And if you can't come join us tonight, go see Jason do his book reading at Novel Idea.
Or do both.
Yeah, go there and then come for round two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to be there all
sometimes
day.
Sometimes goes till 10, 10:30.
Yeah.
Much to my chagrin, but it does go till 10 or 10:30. And so you could go to his book reading and then come to Spearhead after.
Yeah, so...
So I will, you're not really paying attention, so I'll just wrap up the rest of the weekend.
No. So then that's Friday night, or Thursday night. Friday night we have Into the Darkness, and it's actually going to be a fun addition tonight, or that tomorrow night. It's Kieran and I, and we're going to rehash.
Kieran, our son, for those of who new listeners.
Yeah, so he and I went on a crazy road trip last weekend. We went to Philadelphia. We went and saw Shane Gillis, special guests. We'll talk all about that. And that was on Friday night. And then on Saturday morning, we got up super early and I ran a 5K with Diplo, the DJ.
That's awesome. I love it. You have some great photos. I'm so proud of you for doing it.
Yeah. I almost died. I was walking.
You're still walking funny.
No, I'm better now. Okay. I can climb stairs now. Today I was physically able to climb stairs without wincing.
Good.
But it took me about 4 days to do that. So anyway, I have not run for 5Ks straight in a long time. But anyway, I ran 5Ks. I did it under 45 minutes. which was my goal was under an hour, and I did it under 45 minutes.
Good for you.
And it was a ton of fun. And then we got to go watch Diplo do a set along with a couple other DJs. Anyway, it was kind of cool. There's us and 10,000 other people in the stadium.
On Into the Darkness tomorrow night, then Kieran is going to guest spot with you, and you're going to talk about your adventures and play some of the music.
We're going to play a bunch of music from that, and then I'll play some from my other concert that
I bet you play Magnetic again.
I bet you I do.
Right? Yeah. And then you were at Blues Fest last weekend.
And I was
at
Blues Fest on Sunday night.
You've been very
busy.
We
saw the Guess Who, we saw Beryl, and the Sheepdogs. So tons of great music to talk about tomorrow night's show as well.
Okay, so perfect. And just for a fun plug, I think as a family we're going to go see Toy Story 5 tomorrow night.
Are we really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's our family date. I really want to see it, and it's fun, and it's late, and I'm craving popcorn. And so I asked our son if he wanted to go, and he said, yes, he would love to. And I know you're not going to let us or want us to go without you.
Yeah.
You'll be like, there's a movie, I'm coming.
There's a movie, there's popcorn, there's probably a hot dog in my future.
Absolutely. That's good.
Some cheese nachos, yeah. Okay. That sounds fantastic.
And then Saturday, you're DJing a
Saturday,
wedding.
Saturday, we are DJing a wedding. And
then Sunday, we're going to fall down.
Oh, no. Sunday, I have...
you have a well-suited interview.
I'm shooting a documentary piece with WPBS for my charity.
Yes.
Well-suited.
You can say the charity's name. It's good to promote
Well-suited.
It.
Well-suited. Yeah, I did. It's Well-suited fantastic. Kingston. It's a great charity, guys. It's fantastic. If you want to make a donation, be it clothes or... a monetary donation, you can do that. But we will be there on Sunday if you want to come by Well-Suited and hang out and check it out.
At the shop?
We're doing it at the shops because we're actually doing some suitings and there's talking and some B-roll being shot. So, yeah, very excited. Gail's coming to shoot that for
That's
us.
From Gail Paquette you're talking about.
Gail
She's
Paquette.
Fantastic local, doing great coverage and does work for WPBS. So
yeah,
good for you guys for getting that spot.
I'm very, very excited for that.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, busy weekend. And then it rolls back into next week.
Right.
And somewhere in there, Karen's got to cut the grass. Just sorting it out. All right.
Can we play some music, please?
All right, here we go. A little bit of Kelly Clarkson.
Kill you makes you strong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true friend loves you just as you are.
So just circling back to why we played Stronger with no intro, I, again, asked the kids what reminded them of me, and this is obvious because it is my ringtone.
It has been for, like, how long? 10 years?
Well, probably, I'm going to say, since I went through my season of change, and my season of change was 2018.
So at least.
So it's been 8 years.
8 years, wow.
Because this is definitely a power song, and I needed at that time to be reminded what didn't kill me would make me stronger, and it sure did. Life is so much better. But when you're in one of those seasons where things are not exactly as you'd like them to be, and your phone rings, it's good to just get some powerful message. So my daughter last night said, oh, well, play Stronger, because wasn't that your ringtone for like 10 years? And I'm like, it still is.
Still is.
And it still is, only because, self-disclosure, I don't know how to turn it off anymore. I know how to just go back to regular iPhone ringtones, but I don't want one. I want it to be a different song. I have another one in mind, and I don't know how to change it to the other one, so it stays Stronger.
We should do a show on people's ringtones, what they are.
We should? Okay.
I don't have a ringtone. But I should.
You should, right?
I absolutely should.
All right, so we're going to take a complete left turn into a completely different genre of music because, again, this is back and forth, he said, she said, and this is a Terry song. So the kids said that Iron Maiden reminded them of Dad, which, and Kelly Clarkson reminded them of me, which are very different.
They are, but they are very true to the word. I did play a ton of Iron Maiden when Kieran and Sarah Marie, and obviously you, were in the motorhome when we were traveling.
I probably blocked it out.
Yeah, I played a lot of Limp Bizkit too. That wasn't on there. But I did say, like, when Kieran said, what's your song? And I said, I've got to, that he would think the, of me. And I thought, definitely Limp Bizkit, definitely Great Big Sea.
Yeah.
And when he said Iron Maiden, I was like, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I played a ton of this. I thought maybe The Trooper, but he picked Run to the Hills.
All right. So, well, not my favorite style of music, but let's hear it.
Hey, listen,
you probably
I really
don't
like
love all mine.
No, but this is a great song, and it's a great album, The Number of the Beast.
Yeah.
so much different than Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if you did a spectrum of music genres, they would be polar opposites, from Kelly Clarkson to Iron Maiden.
Well, even my next song.
Well, we're going to do it again, because the next one, we're kind of moving into crossover country, yeah, which is also completely different. So the story behind the next one, again, the kids picked it for me.
Why?
I knew exactly why. This makes me cry. I'm going to try not to. Our daughter moved away in grade 11, and she was on a professional cheerleading team in Florida for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so she was young, and even then, it broke my heart every time she wasn't around. She did that a lot, actually. She's still doing it. But this song is Even If It Breaks Your Heart by Eli Young, and this was popular at the time, so every time it came on the radio, I would cry because I was missing her. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on what side of the story you listen to, it was short-lived, so we got her back. So yeah, that was good. So let's go ahead and listen to Even If It Breaks Your Heart by Eli Young Band.
Okay.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Great song, I gotta be honest. I wasn't expecting it to be that good. I've heard it, but I haven't really paid attention to it, and I paid attention this time, so.
Well, you also paid attention in the context of the story I told.
Yeah, absolutely. It didn't, you know, it's just another song otherwise, right?
Yeah, no, that was a moment in time for me.
For sure, for sure.
All right. So then they went to the Broadway side of
Which
Mr.
is crazy.
Doran.
Well,
this literally does remind everybody of you.
I know, but it's so funny that I've so, you know.
You're very eclectic.
I am very eclectic when it comes to music. Somebody asked me recently, actually, what your favorite genre of music was, and I went, the stuff that comes out of speakers. I love everything. I just really do.
I never catch you listening to classical. Let's put it that way. Would be maybe the only thing I don't hear you catch you listening to. Pretty much everything else I can hear you listening
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I was with somebody today and he was playing Bollywood music and he goes, do you know this? Because I was kind of like beating along and I went, yeah. I just did an entire wedding that was Bhangra.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, so yeah, no, I love every style of music. I think it's great. And I do love musicals, and I love this musical. It's one of my favorite.
Well, I think this is probably not something we should say on air, but our kids were raised on Rent. Some stuff now that you look back that was probably inappropriate in some of the songs to be singing along as a family in the car.
Yeah, but
it's
so
great
good.
Music. We've seen it many times. Kids love it. It reminds them of their childhood. Again, might not be a good thing to say, but let's go ahead and play Seasons of Love by the cast of Rent.
All right. You know what I need right now? A Haagen-Dazs bar.
Yes, but an $8 Haagen-Dazs bar. Because I know exactly where you went with that. And did you know that if you go to Mervish or you go to Broadway, a Haagen-Dazs bar is about $8 a person?
That's crazy.
And do you know, though, that they sell them at Country Time Frozen Foods in Napanee for $1.99 a Haagen-Dazs bar.
I know.
And so we always load up when we go there. We really like that place. So good for the Napanee Frozen Food Store. They often have them there. And the problem is you can't stick them in your purse and then take them to the theater.
You
they
can't.
Just don't keep.
It doesn't work.
And truth be told, they never make it as far as home after we've been in Epony.
No.
You can literally eat a whole one. You can eat two, actually, between our house and Epony.
For sure. All right.
Let's play one more song. Let's make it our song.
Let's make it our song, and it is our song. It's kind of both of our song. I played this extensively when it first came out. We were actually going to Montreal for a race with Kieran, the Montreal Supercross, and this song was coming out, and I played it on repeat.
Drive, I heard.
Yeah, that and a Hootie Allen song, but we'll play this one.
Okay, so the kids actually picked this, just so the record. It was funny because they both said, oh, my God, a Taylor Swift for dad. And I was like, what?
Yeah, our song.
Okay, but this was Car Ride I Wasn't On. I subsequently also love this song, so we're going to wrap it up today with Taylor Swift, our song, and wish everyone a great weekend.
All right, guys, stay frosty.
After